Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. The same way you know you've got to make sure your lucky jersey is clean on game day or your team might lose. Checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois. Hey, Rich Eisen here. I hear from a lot of business owners like you about the work it takes to pursue your passions. So I know how important it is to have the tools that can help keep you moving forward. And with access to world-class business and travel benefits, the American Express Business Platinum Card helps you take your business to the next level. It offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business. Plus, you'll have complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
The opening of the baseball season.
The season has begun.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
She's gone.
A Stantonian home run. Out of here for David Hamilton.
Freddie Freeman, simply unstoppable.
Earlier on the show, MLB Network analyst Harold Reynolds, Alabama tight end Robbie Oates. Coming up, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero, comedian and author Chelsea Handler. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Just had a very nice chat in our green room with Chelsea Handler, yet another New York Times bestseller. It's her seventh New York Times bestseller, sixth to hit number one. I'll have what she's having, and she's also got a new comedy special, Chelsea Handler, The Feeling, available for streaming exclusively on Netflix, which means you can see it right here on the Roku portal. And you listen, Jay Felly, you know, I love you. You know, I'm always happy when, you know, when you're happy when you're here. Why is that an oh boy? Why is it this?
Well, you're kind of like, it's
like going somewhere.
No. I have to say this because it's great when you're here. Things are run more competently from your position. I think we can all say that. I didn't just say that. You pay attention to what we're doing. Like, I don't ever look down at you and see you doing your banking, or like, I'm, you know, like whenever we tell our kids to get off their phone, it's always like, I'm texting my friends, like, back off, you know? And like, there's always something when Del Tufo's on his phone over there. But
I don't have everything ready.
That guy went to the same high school as Chelsea Handler.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's not here today.
I just, you know, I said hello to her back there, and she says, hi, nice to meet you. And I just say, I'm a Jew from Staten Island. She goes, I'm a Jew from Livingston, New Jersey. You know, if Mike was here, we could have had a little New Jersey geography between Mike Del Tufo and Chelsea Handler, which I think is a meeting of minds and a matching of wits that I don't think anybody thinks they would want.
All he does is talk about Livingston. Like,
because I think, you know, Chelsea potentially might run all over him, which is the content we're looking for.
Yes. No, I get
it. So no offense to you.
That's fair.
You know.
But
the mold remediation king of Southern California and all of California.
Well.
doesn't, you know, it's not the same, you know.
But in my defense, I know you don't like my hat. It's easier to see it on me than him, right?
Yes, because you're a real Dodger fan.
Yeah, obviously.
Jay, you're not a turncoat. Like, you're legit. You're not like some... Don't get me started.
Did he take the deal?
Also,
he did not take the deal.
No. Guys, also, what if Chelsea has a mold problem? Then we got her.
That's true.
Hey,
listen, man. Anybody, although I did learn you're not really a notary yesterday.
Hey, you didn't have to say that out loud, man.
I never claimed to be.
I know. Because Del Tufo did. And I'm like, why did I believe that? Because Susie actually came here yesterday with documents to notarize.
See, that was a sausage making process we didn't have to share.
No, we
could have just gone on with the family.
No, we couldn't.
I saw that when he said, oh, yeah, he notarized something for me recently. I was sitting at home like, oh, boy. No, I didn't.
Not great. All right, there's a couple phone calls we can take right here. One of our favorites, Manny in El Paso, is back in Malone. What's up, Manny?
Señores, ¿cómo están todos? Los extraño mucho. I miss you guys.
Same here. What's going on?
Oh, just swinging tires in the Sun City over here, but I just want to call right away. and say happy opening day.
And to you.
I never heard that story of Bo Jackson by Harold Reynolds.
Isn't that crazy?
Did I hear that he went left-handed, but I swear, Bo Jackson is the epitome of Paul Bunyan back in the day.
No doubt.
Mr. Eisen, I'm hearing about all your success with the shows. I saw the title Rich Eisen Productions, and I'm like, oh, my God, he's taking over California. He's taking over L.A. So
I'm trying.
Kudos to that, sir.
Show by show, minute by minute, I'm trying to do that. But
there
same,
you go.
Thanks to you, same to you, Manny. Happy opening day to you.
All right, bro.
Manny in El Paso back here on the program.
Hey. Been,
he always brings a ray of sunshine.
Yeah. Uplifting.
Positivity.
And he pays attention.
All right. Yeah. Let's go to Philip in Los Angeles. What's up, Philip?
Phil.
Hey, what's going on, Rich? I'm calling in today because I had a few gripes about what Mark Shalaris is trying to do with Tush Push and how it's a little misleading. So I just kind of want to make sure everyone can be on the same page with that.
Well, before you do, Philip, let me refresh the listenership and viewership of this program's memory. Mark Shalaris came on when Susie was guest hosting and said the Tush Push should be banned because the defense cannot shove a teammate in the same manner that Saquon is allowed to do for Jalen Hurts, and it's not fair. If the defense can't push a teammate towards the line of scrimmage to create leverage, then an offensive player should not. You now have the floor, Philip, in Los Angeles.
Yes. Okay. So Mark is describing something from his point of view about a PAT defensive team. So that's special teams point after touchdown. Those defenders cannot push anyone into the offensive side. That has been ruled illegal because they were injuring, I guess, all of the centers. You were pushing the guy into the center to try to get to the kicker.
Right.
But it's not the same as if you're on regular defense at the 40-yard line and they're going for it on fourth and one and they're doing the tush push. You're not lined up in special teams. So the offensive side also has a chance to push you forward, like you have a chance to push them back forward.
So you're saying, are you saying that the Mark Schlereth talking about you can't push a defensive player into the line of scrimmage is only for special teams? It is not during the regular pace of play, is what you're saying, Philip?
Yes. That's not yes. Okay. I believe you can push a defensive player on regular defense into another one. However, that would mean that you leave a huge hole in your defense and somebody could be wide open. Or if you choose the wrong gap, then that means that Jalen Hurts is probably free to run 45 yards up the other side of the field.
Interesting.
So a defensive coordinator probably wouldn't do that.
I haven't heard that interpretation of the rule book before, but Philip in Los Angeles, I greatly appreciate it. Okay. Thank you right here.
The more you know.
I have not heard that before. So we'll look into that in case we've been off base. They talked about this subject matter on Women's Sports Now here on Roku, and the same is for the men. The transfer portal is open in college basketball right now. So dumb. And I can't think of anything dumber. Honestly, like, who is in charge to say in the middle of the most important part of the college basketball season, let's open the portal for kids to move in the middle of the NCAA tournament. So while we're putting aside the fact that how are these kids and these student athletes, are they taking classes right now? Really? Is that what's happening right now? Like we have placed aside our sensibilities of student athletics amateurism enough. Like we're already suspending our disbelief enough, right? Watching this tournament. Nobody's sitting here thinking, you know, while UConn went on this run, and they've got a magna cum laude. At forward. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that guy who hit the buzzer beater, you know? He also wrote an incredible term paper at the same time.
There's no GPA on the lower third.
Okay. So, but really the business of college athletics, we're really going to open the transfer portal in the middle of all this so players can have move. I have no problem with player movement, but can we make sure it doesn't happen in the tournament? Because what are we doing? So a coach and a staff that has to plan for two teams, two games this weekend. Everybody going to their regional final this weekend is hoping to win on either Thursday or Friday and then win again and cut down a net and go to San Antonio. So in the middle of all that, they have to make sure that nobody's transferring. You got to also look at the portal and who's coming in and make sure at the same time that the guy that you're counting on to win these games this weekend doesn't take offense to, oh, we're already looking at your replacement right now, potentially for next year when you're not leaving for the pros or the G League or Europe. Really? We're going to do all that? Why? Who's the moron who came up with that? Well, we don't usually play a four-minute long soundbite here, but Tom Izzo had this brought up to him this week, and we have to play this man's response. Hit it.
You know what? I got 15, 16 guys that have just accomplished something that hasn't been done much in my career. First of all, we've never won 17 Big Ten games. Second of all, to be 17-3 in a league that is this good and only have three losses is phenomenal. Third of all, they've given me everything they can academically, athletically, and socially. And I'm going to think about replacing them. I've recruited the guys. They helped me recruit the guys who recruit. Nobody knows. And by the way, there's not a lot of recruiting done in the transfer portal. It's offering. There's not recruiting. It's pain. And we don't even know how these people are doing it. We don't even know what we can do yet. This is an amazing deal. And again, I'm going to apologize to you, but I am ticked off that you asked me that right now, because I think you just cheated me. So if I keep talking, I cheat my players. And I'll cheat myself before I'll cheat my players. So, another question about the transfer portal. I can lift you a lot of schools. You can call and ask them. They might have the better opinion than me. But me, I'm homed in on Ole Miss. I might even call Mr. Manning and figure out something that I don't know about that place. And that's all I want. Chris Beard, what he's done has been incredible. But what my team's done has been incredible. And I'm not ready to move on. So, Judd, I followed what you said. You know, I'm going to worry today about the guys I got in this program that have done an incredible job this year. And that's it. And if that costs me later, so be it. But Tom Izzo isn't cheating the people that he has that have been loyal to him for this chaos that is going on out there. Is that cool? You got enough? Because you don't understand. When I came back Sunday night, that was it. There was nothing on my mind but giving these guys a chance to win one more game, get to Elite Eight, and one more game, and have a memory that'll last their entire life, their kids' life, and their grandkids' life, because that's what it is. So excuse me for being passionate about it or pissed off about it, whichever words you want to use, but I'm not going to talk about it because it's not fair. It's not fair to the people. You could say it's fair to your program. I'll run my program like I want to run my program. And people have a disagreement with that, God bless them. But these guys that gave me everything they could give me are going to have a chance. And I'm not going to screw it up by spending any time on other stuff other than, I don't eat, I don't sleep right now, so why in the hell would I do something else that might benefit me a year from now? And really, it's not going to benefit me now because I don't know what I have. I don't know how much money I have. I don't know which players are leaving or staying. I don't have any idea. So why would I do that? Waste of time. All right, let's get back to some good things. That's not insulting. I'm not mad at you. I mean, I kind of am, but I'm not really. But I think you should know me well enough. But I learned from Stephen A. and some. You have the right to ask the question.
That's why I asked today.
Yeah, yeah. No, but today is, don't say it that way. Just say I asked the question. Because today doesn't matter any more than Friday to me. This is a full week of work. I got three teams to prepare for. Okay? Because that's what we do. We try to win the weekend. Winning one game and losing the other doesn't turn me on. Doesn't excite me. But the weekend, that excites me. Appreciate it. It wasn't a preach. It wasn't a, you know, don't do that to me, okay? Well, he's on a sermon now. No. You're talking about something that is wrong, what we're doing. Because it's not, we always talk about what's fair to the kids. You know, that's what the NCAA, that's what everybody, and that's what the media, what's fair to the kid? What is fair to the kids? I'm going to do what's fair to the kids. I'm going to give them every ounce of energy I have until we lose. Then I'll worry about the next stage. Go ahead.
I love that man. I love that man in every way, shape, or form. I love that man more than any Michigan State person I ever thought I could love.
Ooh.
I think, and by the way, the reporter is basically saying, I'm asking you now because next time we speak to you is after the game in the Sweet 16. And it is not appropriate to ask that question after a game, win or lose, right? So I'm asking you now and I get you. And his answer is totally understandable, which is like, it's just as offensive to me now as it would after a game because I'm preparing for the game. I'm in the middle of the tournament. What is going on in this world? And he has the benefit of having tenure of a gajillion years at the school. By the way, Judd, he was looking straight up. That's Judd Heathcote, the legendary Michigan State coach who has long since passed he was on the staff of, right? That he was saying, hey, I'm doing what I was promised about doing it for the kids. Honestly, like, so how does he serve his current players by looking for the next now? And why would you place that onto a program if you're in charge of the sport? Why would you do it? Why is it being done? So all the teams that got bounced this weekend, they have an advantage over the ones who have advanced because they don't have to worry about the Sweet 16. Is that fair? Is it fair to the kids that Tom Izzo is looking straight in the eye to saying, I need every ounce out of you right now, but I'm not putting every ounce of me in right now to making sure you get every ounce out of what you get right now, because I got to worry about my ounces next year and the year after. And coaches who don't have the tenure like Izzo have got to pay attention to next year because there may not be a next year for them. Or there may not be a next year for them to bounce to another school because they can. To a better program and leave the other kids behind and have the next coach worry about that portal problems there. To a best spot where they have more NIL money. I don't blame him for getting pissed and pounding the podium. You go, Tom. So stupid.
So stupid.
And institutions of higher learning. Hey, school presidents, you know, your schools are hopefully curing cancer and doing all these great things. But you don't have a smart person on your staff to step forward and say to the NCAA or whoever's in charge, let's come up with a better way of doing this collectively. I'm telling you, the only way this is going to get done is two conferences, thanks to football, getting together saying we have completely different interests than everyone else in college basketball and college football and college this and college that. Let's break off, do our own Super League, come up with our own rules. But we're years away from that. And TV's going to have to be the impetus. So. You go, Tom Izzo. That was fantastic. That's why I wanted to play every last bit of that soundbite. There's no reason to cutting it up because he just got himself started and got himself upset and then calmed himself down. I mean, it's like watching Mooch. I've seen it.
Got upset again.
All right, let's take a break. Chelsea Handler is here, everybody. She's going to come out. We're going to talk about her Netflix special, her new book, and who knows what else. This is going to be a lot of fun. We've got a celebrity, true or false, and more. The great Chelsea Handler when we come back in studio.
Hey, Rich Eisen here. I hear from a lot of business owners like you about the work it takes to pursue your passions. So I know how important it is to have the tools that can help keep you moving forward. And with access to world-class business and travel benefits, the American Express Business Platinum Card helps you take your business to the next level. It offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business. Plus, you'll have complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
Let's talk TurboTax, people. You might be sitting there going, wait a minute, Rich. I don't get it. It's not April. Why am I thinking about my taxes now? Why should I? Because with TurboTax, you can have an expert file for you as soon as today. You get a TurboTax expert's undivided attention when you use TurboTax. And they work on your return in real time. Once upon a time, taxes is all about waiting and wondering and worrying. That's three things any fellow football fan can relate to, right? But nowadays, it's all about a TurboTax expert giving your taxes their undivided attention, just like your fantasy league waiver wire. Experts file with 100% accuracy so you can get your best return guaranteed. Know how it's all working for you right now rather than finding out at the last second and wondering if the person who's doing it for you knows what they're doing. With TurboTax, they've got an expert who knows what they're doing all the time. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. The same way you know you've got to make sure your lucky jersey is clean on game day or your team might lose. Checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois. Chelsea Handler is here on the Rich Eisen Show. Our radio audience just rejoined us here on the Infinity Radio Network, Terrestrial, Sirius XM, Odyssey, and more. We just showed a clip of the new comedy special, Chelsea Handler, The Feeling, which is available now for streaming exclusively on Netflix. And I also have right here in my hand on the desk the number one New York Times bestseller, your seventh bestseller, sixth to hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list. I'll have what she's having. Chelsea Handler here on the program.
Thank you, I mean, Rich Eisen. Book. What a nice introduction.
Oh, I could keep going. The Dear Chelsea podcast. You've got into Las Vegas residency coming up as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How long are you in Vegas for?
I perform once a month. For 2 years.
That's a residency,
yeah,
huh?
That's my residency, yes. I mean, I like that kind of commitment in general. Once a month, you know, it's kind of like a period.
Yes, that's one. And
that's one way to look at it.
28 days later, you come back.
Yes, every 28 days, guess who arrives in Vegas? But also, Rich, I just want to say that one of the most attractive components of my Vegas residency is that I'm performing. It's at the Cosmo, but I perform inside the Chelsea Theater. So technically, I'm performing inside myself.
How about that?
How many people get to say that?
Not many.
Not under those circumstances.
And get away with it? Not at all.
That's right.
Exactly. So do you gamble when you go to Vegas?
I love to gamble.
Always gamble. All right.
Yes. I bring a certain amount. I bring a stipend. $2,500 is usually what I bring. Like, I'm okay if I lose $2,500. Yeah. I'm not egregious. And I bring everyone to the table who's with me that night. I usually have a group of friends that come in. You know, it's a fun weekend kind of, even though I'm not there the whole weekend. I fly in and fly out pretty quickly because I can't be trusted in a city like that. But I provide everybody with a little stipend. I give everyone money. We all gamble together, and not one weekend since I started this residency have we walked away with less money. I've broken even, but I've never lost my money.
Wow. Are we talking blackjack?
Yes. Blackjack. So if you're in Vegas and you come to my residency, find out where I'm gambling after. Yes. It's usually a semi-private room, and come gamble as close to me as possible.
So when you roll up to a blackjack table with friends, did you play third base? You play the last seat?
I'm not particular about that. You know? Yeah, usually
that seat's got to be someone trustworthy if it's not you.
I usually play the second from the right, like the last seat on the right. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4. The fourth seat is usually where I sit.
But you're not making the ultimate decision last amongst for the table before the dealer does what he or she does.
No. I'm not like that. I just am a lucky person and I go with it. You know what? And if you're around me, things get better for you too.
Well, certainly if you're handing out cash and saying,
go to
the table.
I love to share money.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And then do you go any other shows or do you just do yours and you get out the
door?
No,
I mean, my show's at 8. And so, I'm not going to go to another show after my show.
No.
My friends tried to loop me into going to a show the next night, but that meant spending the entire day in Vegas. And that's tricky for me. I find that to be slightly... Well, depressing.
So you got like a 24-hour rule.
It's more of a 12-hour rule. I get in around 4 and then I leave it around like 10 a.m. So, yeah.
All right. Well, yeah. That's one way to break even at worst,
by the way. Exactly. You got to get up and walk out.
Fantastic. Chelsea Handler, The Feeling, available now on Netflix. This is your third. Is this the first you filmed in New Jersey?
It is. I thought it was a homecoming. I thought it was a nice homecoming story. I talk a lot about my childhood in the special.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, you know what? This is a nice time to reroute to New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
So that was nice.
Okay. Where'd you shoot this in Jersey?
Wellmont Theater in Montclair. So I'm from Livingston. You're from Staten Island,
Island. Three bridges connect my hometown to your home state.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's a lot of information.
I can do the traffic and weather in one more minute. Yeah, together.
Really? New Jersey traffic and weather is very stimulating.
Mm-hmm. We can talk about jug handles. We
and
can talk
exits
about
all, and what exit you're from. That's all I heard my whole life. What exit are you from?
But it is true, though, right?
I'm not really from an exit. I mean, I feel at this point they should name an exit after me, you know?
Well, a rest area. Who the hell is Admiral Halsey right now? You know what I mean? Like, these times passed, man.
Albert Einstein.
Who's that?
Albert Einstein had a rest stop on
What would be in the Chelsea Handler rest stop on the New Jersey Turnpike?
I think we all know what that would be. That would be a lot of cannabis, probably microdosing, lots of microdosing, like LSD options.
Well, that's not great for drivers to pull
sometimes
in.
It is. I mean, some people drive?
Well, like, New Jersey.
That's exactly what they need is some LSD. They need to focus. If you take the proper amounts of LSD, psilocybin, or MDMA, it has the opposite effect of being out of your mind. You can actually really hone in. And I'm an advocate for all of it.
So you're not making a left turn from the right lane on that stuff.
No.
Become a better driver.
Yeah, I think so, definitely. Okay. And so other drivers have told me how impressed they have been with my driving.
So that has
never happened.
Is there a vegan option at this?
No, I don't like vegan.
I don't
want to talk. Are you vegan?
I am definitely not.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm just wondering, what's the food at the rest stop?
The food would be like, it wouldn't be disgusting. I mean, there would obviously be Swedish fish and there would be gummy bears, but there would be healthy options too. Like I'm so sick of going to rest stops and like trying to find a sandwich. I can't buy a sandwich that's in a package, like plastic. Like I would have no plastic. I would turn Jersey around. You know what I mean? I would be the one that was like, okay, we're going to make a change. And I would eradicate the Jersey Shore, the show, from everyone's memory. Like you would go in there and be like, oh my God, New Jersey is a beautiful place where you can get everything you want. And everyone's friendly and in good mood. Yes. And I would get rid of that accent.
Well, you get rid of the accent.
Yeah, the accent is no good.
Did you ever have one?
I did, and then I had to lose it when I came to Hollywood because I wanted to be taken seriously, and being from New Jersey is not an advantage.
I had to lose it to do sports casting.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't have any accent either.
You know, I used to say, hey, it's time for the NCAA tournament. You know what I mean? And I literally had to write the word turn, T-U-R-N, on my sheet to start getting me to say tournament.
Yeah, Staten Island is a tricky accent. The worst accent from that whole tri-state area is the Southern Jersey, Philly accent, where they talk like pantyhose and moist. And like the O's words have like an I and another O in them. And you're like, what is hoise? I can't even say it.
Yeah.
But I had a roommate from that part of town when I first moved to LA. She was from like South Jersey. And I was like, honey, we're not from the same state.
So you're saying people down there, when they play Wordle, they need a sixth letter to spell out?
Yeah, they need another I in the middle between the two O's. Oi, 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 oi.
Chelsea Handler here on The Rich Eisen Show. We have a segment called Celebrity True or False. I'd love to see if these facts about you are true or not.
It.
Okay, here we go. Chelsea Handler, Celebrity True or False. Hit it, please.
Celebrity True or False?
You can't handle the truth.
Okay, here we go. Chelsea Handler, Celebrity True or False. True or false, when you were 15, you competed in the Miss New Jersey beauty pageant.
That sounds true.
So you were Miss Livingston?
No, I didn't win. I came in top 15, though, and I take a lot of pride in that.
What did you have to do?
Not much. There was no talent. I mean, there was a swimsuit, and then there was like a, you know, ball gown or something that, you know, a 15-year-old looks ridiculous in. And then there was a dance sequence that you did with a group of girls.
Okay.
And we did like a dance number, and I started at the very front when we started rehearsing. And yes, by the time we put the show on, yes, you go there for the weekend and you practice with all the girls.
Atlantic City?
Something like that.
Okay.
And I don't remember. And okay, by the end of the rehearsals, I was in the back row. And they told me to move as little as possible because my rhythm is way off. Like, I can't catch a beat. I don't know if it's a Jewish thing, what happened to me, but our whole family has it. And when you see us dancing at a party, it's best to look away.
So you did not win.
I did not win. I know that I was in two beauty pageants. I thought for sure I would be discovered, you know, and that would be it. But that's not how it happened.
That's not how it happened. All right. So then the next one, true or false, from the ages of 19 to 27, you worked as a waitress at 9 different jobs and were fired from every one of them.
That is true.
You were fired 9 times as the same job as a waitress.
I had a temper with customers. If they didn't treat me with respect, then they didn't get respect in return. I had a problem when people didn't look you in. I really believe, and I'm sure that many people agree with me,
yes,
that it should be a requirement for every young person to be working in the service industry for at least 6 months so that you understand what those people go through and that you understand if your server's in a bad mood, you still tip them 20%. You don't do that. Like, these people have to go through hell. They're like flight attendants. Like, just be gracious and, yes, be kind to them.
Agreed.
But I was also hell on wheels. Like, I would go off on, if somebody asked me the specials, I would be like, really, sir? Like, that's what, I'm like, as if you're going to remember what you had a week from now. Like, just order something on the menu. I don't have time to remember the specials.
But it's your,
I know, but, you know, I didn't take it seriously. That's why I kept getting fired.
So, like, by the 8th time you applied to be a waitress, there wasn't the word out on the street that
no,
maybe
they don't
you
communicate.
Should...
You think there's some sort of a restaurant database where they're like,
no,
hey,
LinkedIn,
watch out for this Helion. She can't treat anybody with respect. No, you just go from, I mean, I would go next door and get a job there after I got fired at one place. I'd walk in and be like, can I? And then sometimes what they would do is give you a menu test. You know, when you're a new employee,
sure,
they'd,
yeah,
be like, okay, we're going to test you on the menu. If they said that to me, I was out too. I'm like, I'm not taking any tests. I'm like, listen, this isn't school. Okay. I'm just trying to get by until I become successful.
Yes.
So I'm not taking a test.
Yes.
And that would piss me off.
Were you ever fired on the first, like the first table?
Yeah, Morton's. I went over to a table. This is in Beverly Hills.
Yes.
Or West Hollywood, technically.
Yes.
It's at Chaconi's actually now. It's
sure,
Chaconi's.
Yes,
I ate there last night with my friends.
On the corner of Robertson and Melrose. I know exactly where
and
it is.
I spilled a glass of wine or water on a customer. They made me carry a tray.
Yes.
I was against that. You know, I hadn't had any tray experience. And then I spilled it and I got fired that day. Yeah.
On the spot.
Uh-huh.
But you didn't mean to spill it, right?
Yeah, but you can't do that. That's not a good first impression, you know?
So it was nothing you said.
I never took it personally when I got fired. I understood that I didn't have the right personality to be in the service industry. I was just trying to get by. You know what I mean? So okay. I would always be like, I'm surprised it took you this long, you know, right, to fire me.
Okay.
But I was actually, I just want to say,
yes,
I was very efficacious in the sense that I didn't have to ever write anything down. I remembered everything you wanted.
Yes.
I was quick. I was smart. I was fast. I just didn't want to be fake. And
The interactions.
It's like when I go to the airport, you know, sometimes you want to grab a book or a magazine, but the transaction of getting the book or the magazine from those little those people that work inside this airport, like they're like koala bears, you know, like they're like half, they're like sleeping. They're never there. Then there's a line and there's like the slowness of the transaction is such a turnoff. That's how I feel about small talk and hi, I'll be your server today. Like I didn't have that.
Is that why you may have had a Kindle back in the day? So you just didn't have to, you could just get the book on your Kindle. You didn't have to just see it.
I don't think that's related. I don't think that's, okay. I think that's a stretch, Rich. Who got you that best dad ever?
Kids got me this for Father's Day, and the price tag's still on it.
Well, that's a true story. I was going to say, did you get that for yourself? Because that's pretty embarrassing if you did. But I'm glad that your kids got that for you. You have 3 children, right?
I have 3 children.
Okay. Yes. How old is the oldest?
16.
Oh.
14 and 11. 2 boys and a girl.
Okay. So you're in the thick of raising children.
I am in the soup.
Yeah.
That's why I don't have much hair left.
Oh, is that what you're blaming it on?
Yeah, I'm blaming it on.
Okay. I'll go with that.
That's it.
Sure thing. No problem.
That's it. Two more for you. True or false, your first on-air television appearance came on David E. Kelly's The Practice.
True.
What were you on?
I was playing a rape victim on The Practice. I got this. That was my very first acting job that I ever got. I was so excited. And then my father saw it and he said, "That didn't seem like you at all." And I said, "Because I was playing a rape victim, Dad. I was acting." And he goes, "You just seemed so sad." Anyway, that was my foray into television. And I thought from then, I got the call that I got The Practice.
Yes.
It was cute. I was on the phone with my sister and I was bemoaning the fact that I hadn't had a break yet. And I was like really starting to question whether or not I was ever going to get my break.
Yes.
And I remember being on the phone with her and she's like, "Chelsea, you're going to make it. You're going to make it. You can't do anything else. This is what you're meant to do."
Yes.
And then I got the phone call from The Practice on the other line when she was having this pep talk with me.
How cool is that?
And I was so excited. I was like, "Oh my God, this is amazing. I'm going to be on The Practice. And like, I'll probably just now retire." You know, like I thought it was going to be so much money. And I think I made $7,000.
That's a nice chunk of change.
So it was really nice, but it wasn't retirement kind of money.
No, right.
But yeah, it was a really sweet moment that I remember.
And so you're still, what, 7 cent residual checks are showing up to your house?
I don't know. I haven't seen a residual check from anything in a long time. I think my business managers handle that.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I think you need to look into that. All right. And when did you get Chelsea Lately? How did you get to that? Like, I mean, you started obviously doing more and more, and you did, I guess.
Stand-up. Lots of stand-up.
Right.
Then I was on a show called Girls Behaving Badly,
right,
which was on the Oxygen Network. Then I did the show, a very short-lived show that was not successful on the E! Network called The Chelsea Handler Show,
right,
which was like a sketch comedy show. And off of that, they were like, "You need your own talk show. You need to be on TV every night of the week." And I was like, great. I had never even thought of doing something like that. And then it was just a perfect match.
With you at the E.
Yeah, I was like, it was such
you kind of made fun of what was on E.
Yeah, well, I mean, I still do. You know, I mean, how can you not?
Right.
You know, they forced me to cohabitate with the Kardashians. So that was a big uphill battle, you know? I was like, how can we? And I wanted to, you know, after I did that show for 7 years, and after about 3 years of scouring celebrities, you're kind of like, I need a little bit more brain juice up here.
Right.
Can we talk about other things? And they're like, "You can talk about whatever you want. You're on E." I'm like, no one is coming to E and watching E to talk about anything more serious than, you know, Lindsay Lohan, Britney Spears, and the Kardashians. So after about 7 years, I was like, I've had it. And I was exhausted.
Of course. But well, I mean, what an incredible run, though, while you were there. And I guess that's the last one I've got for you on my true or false list. Chelsea Handler, true or false, in your famous shower sketches on Chelsea Lately, you were actually nude for all of them.
No, I had a little something covering my Pikachu.
I asked. Okay.
And, yeah.
All right.
And everyone I did it with had something covering their Pikachu.
Okay. So Pikachus were covered.
Outside
of all of that,
I was always naked. I love being nude.
Did that throw off anybody else or no?
I did it with Conan, Ellen, and Sandra Bullock. And no, Conan, I don't think it threw him off. He remained flaccid. I think.
Right.
I mean, I was trying to be polite.
You know,
it's a professional environment, so I'm not looking.
You're being very polite.
Thank you.
Yes. It's not like you're waiting any tables right now.
No,
so,
no,
exactly.
No. I'm in a much better mood these days.
Right.
Yes.
So who is, I guess when you look back on that, your favorite guest that you enjoyed having on that program?
Kevin Hart was always, Will Ferrell is pretty much the funniest person out there.
Mm-hmm.
And he did something on my show that makes me laugh every time I think about it. We had moved studios and so it was a bigger, like, kind of debut of the show, even though it was still the same show. And Will Ferrell just backed onto the show in some ATV and like never said a word, but just sat there the whole show. And that would really made me laugh because he can really commit to a joke. And Kevin Hart is someone I always love to interview because he and I have a nice, easy rapport and he's easy to make fun of, you know?
Yeah.
I respect him, but I also don't.
Right. Because I know I hear you when you say that. He was the roast master at the Brady Roast.
Yes.
Did I see you there that night?
Yes,
you
I was there.
There.
Yes,
there?
I was.
Okay, and he was that was
yeah.
That was quite a night.
Yeah, it was quite a night.
You know, I will never forget that night, as a matter of fact. Chelsea Handler, I'll have what she's having, where all books are.
This is a good book also acquired. For all the men that are watching. This is a great book to buy for your wife, your sister, or your daughter. This is about instilling and injecting women with confidence.
And thus, you write it and you tell them how to be confident?
I demonstrate how to live an unapologetic, self-assured lifestyle.
Well, and that's all in this book right here, where you can get all your books. Again, congrats on that, man. Sixth number one New York Times bestseller. Your Dear Chelsea podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts. And then your residency, Chelsea at the Chelsea.
Yep, Chelsea at the Chelsea.
At the Cosmopolitan, and tour dates abroad, ChelseaHandler.com for dates and tickets. And then, of course, get in Chelsea's inner circle, because you get staked.
That's right. Right. That's right. Come try to be friends with me. I love that.
Oh, my God. And then we're going to add the turnpike. We got it. Who does one call to get arrested?
I don't know. I have so much beef with New Jersey. I'm going to handle it.
I think you should.
I am. I just was inducted to the New Jersey Hall of Fame.
Congrats.
Finally, because my own high school wouldn't induct me for some reason. But I was inducted to the Jersey Hall of Fame last year by John Bon Jovi, a personal hero of mine, a New Jersey personal hero. So now it's just a matter of time before they start naming more things after me. You know what I mean?
They should.
I mean, who else from New Jersey is having, Bruce Springsteen, obviously.
Yeah, there's Bruce.
But I feel like I'm right behind him.
I think you are.
Yeah, and he's got like 50 years on me. Well, 25. Sorry. I forgot how old I was.
I love it. We should look into this for you.
I appreciate that.
I did just Google, how do you get a rest stop on the Jersey Turnpike?
And
actually, one of the common asked questions is, why is Bon Jovi's rest stop closed?
Okay.
So maybe you could take over his.
Yeah, but I don't feel like, he needs his rest stop too. I don't want to he just inducted me in the Hall of Fame and then I take his rest stop.
That's bad form. I mean, it's like the New Jersey version of the Walk of Fame, right?
Yes.
Instead of getting a star, you get a rest stop.
Right, exactly.
I
got to get a star too. I forgot about that. Thank you for reminding me.
You are welcome.
Somebody write that down.
Write it down. Who needs a pen over there? All right. At Chelsea Handler on Instagram as well. The Feeling, Chelsea Handler's new comedy special, available for streaming exclusively on Netflix. For those obviously watching us on Roku, you can see it right here.
This is my debut on Roku, by the way. I've never been on Roku, I don't believe. Not on purpose.
Well, we do it purposefully every day.
I love
and it.
And
it works for us.
Look at this studio. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Is a great gig. Congrats to you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It's filled with stuff that my wife says, you know where it would look better? At your studio.
At your house. At your work.
Yeah, exactly. Just get it out of here.
Right.
So this is where we're at. This is where we're at every day.
Great.
Thanks for being here.
A pleasure.
A pleasure is all ours. Chelsea Handler, everybody, check it out on Netflix right now.
This episode is brought to you by Universal Pictures. From Universal Pictures and Blumhouse come a storm of terror from the director of The Shallows. The Woman in the Yard. Don't let her in. Where does she come from? What does she want? When will she leave? Today's the day. The Woman in the Yard. Only in theaters March 28th.
Your data is like gold to hackers. They're selling your passwords, bank details, and private messages. McAfee helps stop them. Secure VPN keeps your online activity private. AI-powered text scam detector spots phishing attempts instantly. And with award-winning antivirus, you get top-tier hacker protection. Plus, you'll get up to $2 million in identity theft coverage, all for just $39.99 for your first year. Visit McAfee.com. Cancel anytime. Terms apply.
Philadelphia Eagles, we have that to talk about, too.
Yes, as I'm draped
in
my Eagles paraphernalia.
Now, that's like your gut. So you got the green hoodie.
Yeah, I went green hoodie, and then I went satin black jacket
with the
black eagle on it. This is subtle.
This is subtle.
I didn't want to come here and be, blatant with it. This is a subtle.
Yeah, I didn't notice it. It's sort of like a watermark sort of situation that you have right there.
But then you get up close, and you're like, whoa, he really is an Eagles fan. He's got a lot.
Yes.
He's got a lot of Eagles stuff on. I'm wearing a jersey to the Super Bowl with the Jerome Brown patch.
That's what you're going to do?
Yes.
Okay.
I got the Randall Cunningham jersey, but my jersey has a Jerome Brown patch.
Well, What will it say on the back? Will it say Hart? Will it say your name?
No, it's going to say Cunningham. It's a real jersey.
Okay.
I can't make it say Hart. I'm no longer authentic if I make it say Hart. It's got to be a real jersey. This is a real moment.
Understand.
It's a big moment for me, man.
This is it.
It's a big game.
What do you think?
What do you mean, what do I think? The score's going to be 83-6. I called it. I put my prediction out there a long time ago.
Okay.
I had a dream. I saw it.
And how many how many touchdowns then for Nick Foles then out of that?
Nick Foles going to throw for 32 touchdowns. 32. I'm
trying to do the math in my head right now.
32 touchdowns.
Yeah, that is. We just put
I didn't want to show.
83-6.
Yeah, I didn't want to show if my math was good or bad, and so I just threw a number out there. I think I'm
like
in the ballpark. Here's what people need to understand about the Patriots right now. Yeah. And I know there's a lot of New England Patriots fans. There's a lot of Tom Brady lovers out there, as you should. Mm-hmm. Okay? They're not running over the NFL. They didn't breeze through these playoffs. They shouldn't have beaten the Jaguars. They shouldn't have. Mm-hmm. They did, yeah. But they shouldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like they have displayed this, oh my God, they're just, nobody's going to be able to deal with them. Our defense has been an amazing defense throughout the whole season. I really see our defense and our front four getting to Brady. If we get to Brady, it's going to be a problem. And we run the ball very well. It's going to be a grinding game. And Foles is going into this game with so much confidence. After the last game, he's got so much confidence. I don't care what you say, you can't beat confidence. You know how much confidence I have?
Yeah.
You can't beat my confidence. I don't care what you tell me. I'm so confident. I'm so confident. Foles has confidence. Our defense has confidence. We are here. This is where we said we would be in the beginning of the season, and we got here. That's confidence. They're used to being here. That's cocky. That's a little nonchalant shoulder shrug. Yeah, mm-hmm. We'll do it again.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the same type of confidence. It's not the same type of hunger. It's a different level of hunger. And these dogs got to eat. Get it? Because they was calling us underdogs.
Yes, I know. Okay, Kevin Hart and his appearance on our Super Bowl and all other appearances of him on this program on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. Man, every single time we have a guest list as eclectic as the one that we have today, where, you know, it starts with Harold Reynolds and it ends with, was that a big word alert? Is that what happened over there?
Eclectic.
Is
that
yeah.
Eclectic. That's fine.
And it ends with Chelsea Handler and has Robbie Oots of Alabama and also Tom Pelissero in between. I'm like, that was a day. That was a day.
Ran the gamut today.
We did run
this
the gamut.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate mm-hmm. that. As soon as I'm done here, you know what I'm doing? Sticking after
going
class?
Home?
No, I'm not. I'm sticking after class. I'm recording Cam Hayward's podcast.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Finally, listen, I'm always up for the home and homes. People come on this one, I'm
you
happy
offer
to go
all
on
the time.
I do all the time. And then everyone's like, I'd love that. And then they don't follow up. Cam did.
That's on them, though.
Exactly. On the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Jason, Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Jason in Idaho has stopped by. What's up, Jason? Oh, he went away. Did you do that?
No.
Okay. It literally is.
Oh, man.
Literally, as soon as I mean.
No, that was a Raiders fan. I wouldn't have done that.
Yeah, he wanted to talk what are the chances Ashton Jeanty goes to the Raiders.
How not? You know?
I mean, I saw his pro day video yesterday and I was like, dude,
it's just
let's take him at four, TJ.
That may happen. That may happen. If
he's back on.
Jason in Idaho. Let's pop him back on. What's up, Jason?
Hey, Rich, how are you?
I'm great.
And Chris and TJ, man, I watch your guys' show every day.
You got to say hi to Jay Felly.
Thanks, man.
And a guy actually named Jason sitting here. You got to give him a shout out. Otherwise, it's awkward.
Yeah. It's hard to kind of understand all you guys at once, but I'm a huge fan. I grew up in the Bay Area, California, diehard Raiders, A's, and Warriors fan. But my main question today, I mean, I may start calling you once a week, but my main Great. Question today, man, is out of 1 to 10, what's your likelihood if you think we're getting Ashton Jeanty?
Well, the Raiders. You want him. Is that what you're saying?
I want him absolutely 100%, but I was on the Shador Sanders train before we.
No, I get it. I get it. And you will have a chance. I think, thanks for the call, Jason. I believe that there will be a choice of Shador and Ashton Jeanty for the Raiders. And it'll be interesting moment, because I think, although you heard before Tom Pelissero say it's a perfect setup, actually, to still take Shedeur Sanders for the Giants.
I think they should do that.
Okay.
Yeah, they really should.
So let's just say, though, I know that you say that because that would leave most likely Travis Hunter for the Patriots to choose fourth.
Yes, yes, sir.
Let's just say, though, it goes Cam Ward, Abdul Carter, and the Giants take Travis Hunter. Okay. Then the Patriots could trade out or take Ashton Jeanty and say, screw it. And so in this offseason, you get Diggs and Jeanty for Drake May and Josh McDaniels.
And Ramondre's still there.
Correct.
Get some linemen in the second round.
This weekend, certainly when you're sitting around watching tournament all day long, tournament action, men's and women's, you can't watch 8 hours of basketball a day on an empty stomach. So go to Uber Eats, delivering game day deals all tournament long. Your game day favorites, you never miss a single buzzer beater just because you're going out for some grub. Get game day deals on all your favorites only on Uber Eats. Order now. Remember, get game day deals on all your favorites only on Uber Eats. Order now. What a weekend in store, but we still got a Friday show. We will chat with you on Friday, college basketball, men's March Madness tonight. We'll chat Friday.